Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet 1-4, and now we talk about the Beis Din of 23. And that really is just one Mishnah, and it's because the Beis Din of 23 is for one specific thing, which is Dina Nefashos, capital cases where someone could be executed, so then you need 23. And that's what the Mishnah says in its first four words. The rest of the Mishnah is dedicated to a second point, which is that the same really is true if one is going to be executing an animal. If for whatever reason, and the Mishnah will enumerate the reasons why an animal is subject to a potential death penalty for execution at the hands of the courts, so it would also need to be tried in the same exact kind of way with a Beis Din 23 and Edom and the like, as one would do for a human being. Learn up from Psukim, we'll see inside. So the Mishnah says inside, Dine nefashos be'esr mushlosha. Cases in the courts that involve a potential execution, the death penalty, so then you need a Beis Din of 23. The source, the number 23, we'll learn in the Mishnah Bab coming up soon, Bezer Hashem. So the Mishnah goes on not to talk about animals. So it says, Haroveya v'hanirva. These are referring to animals, not people. So that means this is like a bestial act. The Roveya is it's a male animal, and a nirva is a female animal. So that would mean that if a man or woman essentially marries an animal, that's unconscionable, and there is, for sleeping with the animal, there is a death penalty, not just for the person, but also for the animal. But that animal's execution, like the person's execution, would need to be done be'esr mushlosham, with a Beis Din of 23. Shneimar, we bring the pasuk. It says v'haragta es ha'isha v'es ha'behema. They are lumped together. Both the execution of the woman and the animal, the roveya, is with 23. And also va'omer. Similarly, it says v'es ha'behema tarogu, and also the animal you shall kill. That's actually a shortened. That's just a partial quote of the full pasuk, which is talking about the execution of a man. It says, "Ve'isha shayiten shechvaso bevehema, mos yumas." That's the person, the man. Vesa behema tarogu, and the animal as well. So again, we need to have a Beis Din of 23 for both him and the animal. So there's the Mishnah further. Shor haniskal be'esrim v'shlosha. If one has an ox which gores and kills somebody, again, it is going to be put to death, subject to having confirmed the fact that it happened, and that confirmation is done in a Beis Din of 23. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumas. So the pasuk, if you read it literally, would mean like the cow is stoned and also its owners, yumas, shall die. But elsewhere, the Gemara says, no. We learn from another pasuk that says that a person, it has to be mos yumas hamaka rotzeach. Who, if someone, you know, injures another human being, killing him, that would be a reason for death. But if it's not the human who causes the injury and death, but rather the person's property, so that the human being doesn't get executed. So here when we're saying, we're lumping together the person and the animal for the execution, what we mean is the same way a human being is tried in a Beis Din of 23, so too the animal, which is the Shor HaNiskal, is going to be the stone cow which killed the human being, will also be tried in a court of 23. And the truth is, this isn't just talking about cows. The Shor HaNiskal then applies equally to any, you know, livestock that kills someone. The Gemara brings a case of a chicken which pecked the fontanelle, like the soft part in the skull of the baby, and the baby died, and they actually went and executed the chicken. So, but the Torah gives an example of a shor. Now, more than that, besides for livestock, behemos, which are domesticated, and of course they have owners, if a person would own a wild animal, and the wild animals we're going to list here are the six that are always lumped together as the mu'ud la'olam, the always dangerous animals, including hazev, zev would be a wolf, v'ha'ari, a lion, v'hadov, a bear, v'hanamer, a leopard, v'habardalas, different shitas in the Rishonim, the Mefarshim, what a bardalas is. Many go with the hyena, although it seems etymologically most likely it is a cheetah. Whatever it is, a dangerous animal. V'hanachash, and a snake as well. Misasan, be'esrim u'shlosha. Their execution is with a Beis Din of 23. So what this Tanakhama here is saying is that these animals are what's called b'nei tarbus. They could be domesticated. If a person owns his own pet lion, and then his pet lion goes and kills someone, he said, oh, I thought it was a trained lion, but I guess it wasn't so trained. So now the lion faces consequences of death because it killed a human being. But since the person owns the lion, his property has to go through the legal process like a Shor HaNiskal, essentially. So the Chiddush is that even though these are dangerous animals, and one might have thought one has no business ever trying to domesticate them, and therefore there it shouldn't be subject to this rule, because everyone agrees that if there's just some, you know, wild animal, a bear or a lion, whatever it is, comes out of the bushes and kills somebody, there's no doubt about it then. There's no need for a din Torah. Whoever kills the animal first is doing society a great favor. The reason why you don't need to have a din Torah here is because it's not owned by anybody, it's hefker. But the thought is that these six animals, if a person would own them, so it's his property, and therefore it has to be tried in a bezin of 23. Now, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer omer, kol ha-kodom lahargan zacha, whoever kills this killer animal first, meaning someone had the neighbor had in his home a lion or a bear or a leopard, whatever it is, and then that lion goes and kills someone. So then, according to Eliezer, there's no need for a bezin of 23. He says whoever kills it is zacha, he has the zchus, he has the merit of killing it. No need to wait, because he's saving society. So the point of the machlokas here is Rabbi Eliezer holds, listen, since you see these animals are killer animals, so then retroactively you see, in retrospect, looking back, these animals weren't b'nei tarbus, they weren't domesticated, they're wild animals, therefore a person has no right to own them, they're not his property, and therefore, since they're not privately owned, so then, says Rabbi Eliezer, whoever kills it does the right thing and is zacha. Now just make sure you don't get confused. Oftentimes when it says something like kol ha-kodum zacha, what we mean is whoever gets there first can keep it or acquire it, that kind of thing. He's zocha in it, like zechia, to acquire and to benefit from. That definitely is not the pshat over here. The shor ha-nitzkal and all these animals who are going to be executed, like the lion, etc., they kill a lion, they are asr bahana. One may not get benefit from them. So we don't mean you're like zocha in them that you can now make a carpet out of this lion. No, no, no. The lion has to be, you know, killed and no benefit from its carcass. But it's zechus. Rabbi Akiva, a third opinion, Omer misasim be'esrim v'shlosha, he says, no, they have to be executed with 23. Now that sounds like the Tana Kam all over again. Both of them said 23. In the case of a privately owned animal, the difference is Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a difference between the first five, we'll call them mammals, dangerous mammals, Zev, Ari, Dov, Namer, Bardalas, and the sixth one, the Nachash. Nachash, the snake, says Rabbi Akiva, is simply not subject to domestication. It's just a reptile. It can't be trained. It's always dangerous, and therefore he agrees that one, whoever kills it first, is the, you know, has this chus. Okay. L'halacha, interestingly, so we've certainly said that you need a bezin of 23 to carry out a death penalty, and we'll talk more about death penalties and how hard it is to actually execute somebody later on in the Masechta. The same would go in theory also for the animals. The Rambam, interestingly, seems to go with Rabbi Akiva over here, saying that if they're privately owned animals, then they need a bezin of 23, even like a lion and the like, but a snake not. It's peculiar. He goes with Rabbi Akiva. The Raiva doesn't agree with him. Okay, so how a snake goes l'halacha is it's a machlokas there also in the Shulchan Aruch. But in any case, basically the halacha is that an animal which kills would need to be put to death, but it would need a bezin of 23.